Welcome back to Boundaries That Stick, 5 reasons why your boundaries don't work and what to do about it. We are in lesson 5, overcoming the minimization trap. I'm Brent Peake, your coach on this journey. In our last lesson, we discussed the justification trap and how to overcome it by stating your boundaries clearly and confidently without justification. Today, we're going to address another common boundary trap, the minimization trap. Don't say that one 10 times fast. This trap involves the belief that one's needs aren't important enough to warrant a boundary. Let's check in with Jennifer again, our busy mom. She is heavily involved in volunteer work for a local charity that she really believes in. She loves contributing to this cause, but lately the demands of her volunteer commitments have started to overwhelm her. Jennifer often finds herself taking on more responsibilities than she can handle because she downplays her own need for rest and personal time. She convinces herself that the charity's needs are more important than her own, leading her to accept tasks and attend meetings, even when she's exhausted. This constant overcommitment takes a toll on Jennifer. She feels perpetually tired, stressed, irritable. Her work performance starts to suffer, and she becomes less present with her family. The lack of balance between her volunteer work and her personal life leaves her feeling burnt out and unappreciated. And also, her health starts to decline. She's been having frequent headaches, trouble sleeping, as she struggles to meet everyone's expectations except her own. So, what is the minimization trap? Well, this occurs when you downplay your own needs, convincing yourself that they're not as significant as someone else's needs and therefore don't require a boundary. This often stems from a belief that other people's needs are more important than your own, and it ends up leading us to engage in self-neglect and resentment. Falling into the minimization trap often stems from deep-seated beliefs, societal conditioning that prioritize selflessness and service to others over self-care. Many individuals, especially those in caregiving or leadership roles, internalize the notion that their worth is tied to their ability to meet others' needs. Cultural and family expectations can reinforce the idea that putting oneself first is selfish or less noble, leading to a persistent undervaluing of our personal needs. Also, fear of conflict or rejection may drive us to prioritize other people's desires in order to maintain harmony and approval, further entrenching that belief that our own needs are less important. And this mindset will eventually create a cycle of self-neglect and resentment, ultimately undermining both personal well-being and your capacity to support others effectively. Here's your key insight for this lesson. Your needs matter. Your needs are valid and important, just like everyone else's. Setting and maintaining boundaries is essential for your well-being and helps you show up as your best self for others. Understanding that your needs matter is essential for maintaining a balanced and healthy life. Just like that crucial advice that you get on an airplane to put on your own oxygen mask before helping someone else put theirs on. Prioritizing your own needs is not an act of selfishness, even if someone insists that you are being selfish. It's a necessary step to ensure that you can effectively support those around you. If you neglect your own well-being, you will eventually deplete your resources, leaving you incapable of helping others. By recognizing and respecting your own needs, you recharge and maintain the energy and stability required to be there for family, friends, and colleagues. And this self-care creates a sustainable way of living where both you and those you care about can thrive. Remember, tending to your own needs first ensures that you are at your best, enabling you to give more effectively and compassionately to others. But more importantly, you simply matter, and your needs matter as much as the needs of other people, and not just because you want to be there for someone else, but because you are worthy of being there for yourself. So how do we fix the minimization trap? It's quite simple. You just keep reminding yourself of that and you follow through on it, reminding yourself that your needs matter and are as important as someone else's. Affirm your right to set and maintain boundaries that support your well-being. So, some practical steps to take. Number one, acknowledge your needs. Recognize and validate your own needs, understanding that they are crucial for your well-being. If you need some downtime to relax, then you get to take some downtime to relax. Number two, set clear boundaries. Clearly define the boundaries that will help you meet your needs. You let people know, okay, I need 30 minutes of downtime. Nobody interrupt me for a while. And then take that action. Implement the steps. Let's come back to Jennifer. So, realizing the detrimental impact that all this volunteering and this over-volunteering was having on her life, Jennifer decides to break free from the minimization trap. She acknowledges that her need for personal time and rest is just as important as her volunteer work. So she sets a clear boundary. She will limit her volunteer commitments to just a certain number of hours each week. She communicates this decision to the leadership, explaining that while she's passionate about the cause, she has to take care of her own well-being to continue contributing effectively. And initially, they may express some concern or disappointment, but Jennifer stands firm in her boundary. She stands firm in her decision, reminding herself that this boundary is essential for her health and sustainability as a volunteer. By consistently enforcing her new limits, Jennifer begins to regain her energy and balance, and she finds that by focusing on fewer tasks, she can contribute more effectively and with greater enthusiasm, and her overall well-being improves. She feels more fulfilled. She feels appreciated. And by prioritizing her needs and setting those clear boundaries, she's able to continue supporting that charity in a sustainable way that also honors her own health and her own happiness, because that matters too. So, key takeaways for today, for this lesson. Number one, the minimization trap involves the belief that your needs aren't as important as someone else's and don't warrant a boundary. Number two, your needs are valid. They are important. And setting and maintaining those boundaries is essential for your well-being. Number three, acknowledge your needs, set clear boundaries, and take steps to uphold them. Grab your journal, grab your notebook. Three questions for you. Number one, think of a significant time when you minimized your own needs. Maybe it's your family, maybe it's work, maybe it's a volunteer opportunity. How did that affect your well-being and your relationships? Write about every aspect of this. What did it feel like? How did it affect the people around you? And how did that affect you? Number two, make a list of needs and desires in your life. Be as complete and comprehensive as you can be. What are your needs? You might want to Google Maslow's Hierarchy of Needs, M-A-S-L-O-W, I think it is. Sometimes it might show up with a V. But Google that and identify what your needs are. Identify which ones, especially which ones are going unmet in significant ways in your life right now. And then number three, I want you to pick one of those unmet needs and identify a current situation where you need to set a boundary to prioritize your needs. And what steps can you begin to take to implement that boundary? Okay. So in this lesson, we looked at the minimization trap, how to overcome it. And this one is more about a mindset, really, than actually any big list of steps, of simply recognizing that your needs matter and start to prioritize yourself. That's how you overcome this. So by practicing this approach, you ensure your well-being and that you can show up as your best self for others. So in our next lesson, we're going to look at the guilt trap, and we'll discuss another way that we tend to allow our needs to go unmet. So thanks for listening, and I will see you in the next lesson.